And it's time now for your comments. Last week, an NPR story referred to Pittsburgh steelworkers as mill hunks or hunkies. Kathleen Narekis of Glenview, Illinois, wrote to say that term is offensive. She recalls, when I was a child 60 years ago in the coal mining territory of western Pennsylvania, hunky was a derogatory name for all people of Eastern European descent, which of course included many steelworkers. We took her comments to reporter Adam Davidson, and he went to Merriam-Webster's dictionary, which defines hunky as a term dating from 1896 for a person of Central or East European birth or descent. And the dictionary also says it is usually disparaging. So we regret if this caused offense. We also have a correction this morning in a story about a mentally ill man imprisoned in St. Thomas in the U.S. Virgin Islands. We said the man was incarcerated after stealing a bike from the local Walmart. In fact, it was Kmart. And our health report last week explored the new concept, emerging adulthood. With that term, Jeffrey Arnett describes people who put off things like careers or marriage.
Go back 50 years ago, the median marriage age for women in the United States is 20. And the median age of marriage for men is 22. And most of them had their first child within about a year.
After hearing a report about how those trends are supposedly changing, Nicholas Bowman responded from Asheville, North Carolina. Here we go again. I'm not a child or a young adult. I'm a post-pubescent, novice, adult, emergent. Bowman says there's nothing emerging about him. He was married at 21, has two kids now, has a job, and adds, maybe by the time I reach 30, I will also reach adulthood. And finally this morning.
Have you ever heard an Arab say this phrase? Correct me if I'm wrong. Has an Arab ever said this? I don't want to talk, I just want to hear what you have to say.
That's comedian Aaron Kader performing in the Middle East on the Axis of Evil comedy tour. Listener Lisa Russ wrote from Oakland, California to say the jokes, quote, made me see and feel the pain and stupidity of the enormous cultural wall built between us and them. You can exchange your thoughts with us just by going to npr.org and clicking on the button that says Contact Us.